From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
How are you, friend?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you, good, thank you.
Splendid. I've got some records today.
Okay, good. We're interested in those records. I want to hear them. I want to hear what you've got to play us.
All right.
Why don't you pull them out of your special... I notice you use a Hessian bag there. Well, so that people can't see what's in it.
Well, we'll come to this Hessian bag...
Are you glad that I mentioned the bag? That I noticed the bag?
I think we'll start first with Anti Blast.
Great looking cover. Good. Out of it. Trippy. Wow. We're living from a different... We come from outer space, sort of. Reminds me of a movie. You ever seen that movie, The Fountain?
No.
Great movie.
Reminds me of the last season of the Sapphire and Steel.
Oh, good God. What a great little prequel to Twin Peaks, Sapphire and Steel was.
Yes, indeed. Now, Anti Blast, they've been around for about a decade or so now. It's probably, if there can be such a thing as the premier American Afrobeat group, it's pretty much them.
It's quite a group, though, isn't it? It's a big ensemble. But we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... 13 members of Anti Blast, and then with special guests, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 special guests.
Quite a few.
Good counting there, Mike.
Did you see who one of the first special guests is?
Zap Mama.
There you go, Zap Mama.
Zap Mama.
And you'll see, let's move further down there and see who mixes this record.
It's a very engineering job, and now they're mixing The Brothers Man.
The Brothers Man.
Chico and Jeff Mann.
Yeah, The Brothers Man, the sons of man, sons of Herbie Man, as a matter of fact. And Johnny is familiar with them because Johnny quite likes Here Lies Man. And that's Chico on that.
Okay. Yeah. Chico and the Man.
Chico and the Man. Another great prequel to something. Now, Anti Blast's new record, I think this, I'm not sure if it's the fifth or sixth one. This is called Where the Gods Are in Peace. And as Mike said, it's it looks like a conceptual thing. And it is a conceptual thing, although I'm not quite sure what it's about. It seems to be about somewhere possibly in Africa and the effects of colonization on permaculture, and I'm not being flipped.
You've read that somewhere.
Don't
tell me that you've gleaned that yourself. That by listening to the album, you've realised that it's a comment on African permaculture. That is a load of crap.
Well, actually, it's in the lyrics.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
it's pretty much the lyrics. But from what I understand, that's what...
You know, I know what I can see in this. Permaculture. It's a reaction to permaculture. Yeah, okay.
Yep. In fact, on Hook and Crook, the second song, that's how it starts. On one side, I came out of Lagos. On one side, I see permaculture. On the other side, I see something else, and a cowboy called Coromalo, I think, came along.
That makes sense. I mean, you know, but just to glean it from two or three lessons. Come on, Joy.
Well, no, more than two. I've listened about five times.
All right, well, then what have we got to play us?
Well, unfortunately, what we're going to play, not unfortunately, but the opening track of the record is called Gold Rush. And
just the one LP in there, is it?
Just the one LP. It's
heavy vinyl?
It's 140 grams.
140? Yeah. What's the perception of 140? 180 is the big one, isn't it?
180 is almost become the standard. You know,
but any heavier than that's starting to dub plate it out, aren't you?
Weirdly enough, yesterday I noticed that one of the audiophile albums we've got in is two times 45 RPM, 210 gram vinyl.
It's like a what's that? Like a tin lid or something?
It's like a cymbal or a biscuit.
Yeah, a biscuit.
Yes.
All right. So this is 140.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. It's a deep, solid groove. And let's have a listen. So what are we listening to?
This is Gold Rush, or the edited version of Gold Rush, which is 12 minutes on the record. No sax in this one, Mike. Don't worry.
Saxless.
Extra, extra. Truth is golden, shines forever. In the 1800s, there was a cowboy named Coloma.
from a town called Gold Town, now Ghost Town. Coloma asked Chief Two Eagles, where did we go wrong?
Stuff though, isn't it?
Really is.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Joel, and he was saying, why were you saying that it's unfortunate we're hearing this one? Well, the reason is in this edited version, it compresses it to like the most song-like elements, and we don't hear the amazing trombone solo, which is done on this one. On the next tune, on the Tombstown tune, there's a trumpet solo that sounds like a horse. I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds amazing.
Ballas, and that's the name of the album?
Where the Gods Are in Peace.
Where the Gods Are in Peace. There's a lot going on in that. Woo.
It's a tremendous record. All of their records, actually. Yeah. Everything they do is like really, really fun and enjoyable. And those who haven't heard them or think they haven't heard them probably have. We were talking just before that Dave Byrne and St. Vincent, Angie Bolasso on that, on Return to Cookie Mountain, TV on the Radio, the Angie Bolasso horn section through that one.
There they are there.
That sounds like some horns.
You think you're ready for this, Johnny? You ready for the whole album of this? Oh, yeah, you are. You're ready to strap into it, eh?
Good man.
All right. Right, what else we got there, Troy? What else? What's next?
Oh, the next thing, I'm going to show you this bag.
Okay.
This bag here.
Listen to the sound of this bag, listeners.
This bag. With this next release we're hearing, the first few people who come in to buy it get one of these.
Free bag!
And you can check it out, what it is. It's
a lovely, lovely bag. Yeah, a lovely white carry bag there. And it says Erased Tapes is 10.
There you go. Erased Tapes, the label, is 10 years old. And for some reason, they thought they'd celebrate that with not only making a bag, but they put out a collection of the best of the year every year. Usually it was digital. That you'd be able to like get for nothing. This year they did it like this.
On a compact disc. Still have compact discs, these things? Yeah.
Yep. But that's not the thing we're going to be talking about, because they pressed a 1,000 on a double clear vinyl.
Clear vinyl?
Of the new Erased Tapes collection. It's really good. It's a real good one. I mean, this has been a good year with the
We've talked Penguin Cafe before, haven't we?
We have, and I think we might have even talked Ben Lucas Boyson as well.
Maybe we did, yes.
But what we have...
But today we're going to play what?
Well, There was a record, although they don't consider it a record, they consider it an event. Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fram.
It identifies as an event, does it?
Yes, it does. Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fram were supposed to make a documentary for TV, and what they did on the TV is that they improvised 45 minutes of keyboard work between them. They're composers. They're,
right, you know. So instead of doing a documentary, they stood there.
That's what they did. However,
that's funny.
Since they were sitting in the studio, they didn't want to go home after that. So yeah, they spent the next 7 hours playing pianos, then adding organ, synthesizers, but not overdubbing. Everything that they did was live.
Yeah.
And that came out as a release called Trance Friends, Friends with a Z on the end. And that came out, I think it was near the beginning of last year. Now, somebody decided, this is a great record, and I'd like to remix something, and I'll do it illegally and without any sort of, you know, permission.
Fair enough too.
So this young man, Ryan, did this, and it came to the attention of a race tapes via Aphex Twin, who started to play it in his live DJ performances. The piece on the record was called, is it 26 Minutes After Midnight?
It's just called 0026.
Yeah. Everything on Trance Friends was the time that it was recorded. So this was 26 Minutes After Midnight remixed here by Ryan Davis. Oh, already you're going, yes, this is the minimal sound, the minimal neoclassical of Nils Fram and or Olafur Arnalds.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what John was thinking. Okay, now if you haven't heard the original of it, he sounds like he's reprocessed it, but there's not a great deal of difference at this point.
That's what I was thinking just then. Hasn't reprocessed it, but this. Not a lot of but he's reprocessed it.
Is that what you were thinking?
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Tell you what else I was thinking. Oh, no, you go.
I'm interested to hear what you're thinking.
No, you say, and I'll tell you whether that's what I was thinking as well.
Lovely day today.
So I was definitely thinking that, yeah. Funny, I was thinking the same thing. I'm guessing things are going to change in about 10 seconds. 8.
You could well be
7,
right.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Go, old half, come on.
And there you are.
Oh, now where are we?
You hear why this appealed to Aphex?
Yeah, totally. Choice sounds. Well, that's got a really almost early electronica sort of twist to it, hasn't it?
It has.
But with a very deep and modern electronica bass. I'm thinking that. Reminds me of.
Do you like that?
Oh, no, I like that.
This whole used for
atmosphere. They use a storm Black Mirror and stuff like that. TV shows like that. Oh, now, huh?
We actually have one of the Black Mirror soundtracks, the Clint Mansell one. It's really good.
Oh, this is crazy. This is going all over the show.
I think this is cool.
Building, it's building. Those of you that just joined us and thinking to yourself, is this a remix of Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fram? Yes.
That's what you were thinking.
Only available on this compilation or by itself?
No, only available on this comp.
Oh, cool.
So, Erase Tapes Collection 8. Let's see the highlights of last year, what we've got on it. The Woodkid and Nils Fram piece with Robert De Niro narrating is on there. One of the new Peter Broderick ones from Grunewald. Also, Peter Broderick appears in the Allred and Broderick duo. Penguin Cafe, as Mike already said. Daniel Brandt, who some of you will know from Brandt, Brower and Frick. The great Dance Floor Ready Rival Consoles are on there with Slow Song. Wing Victory for the Sullen, there's a piece from their Iris soundtrack. Ben Lucas Poison, Golden Times 1, which also came out as a 12-inch. Not very dance floor ready, but nonetheless. Douglas DeRay is on there, MX Ensemble and Vessel. And this is spread over two clear vinyl slices of wax.
Marvellous. Available now, but only 1,000 in the world.
Only 1,000 in the world, and only only three or four Erase Tapes tote bags to go with them.
Tote bag, that's the name of the word. Yeah. All right, good. What's next, Troy?
What's next is something...
You could get quite lost in that. Ooh.
What's Shake next is something from the United States in the 1990s.
Okay.
A trio of guitar, bass and drums and vocals, and weirdly enough... That brings to mind and immediately a particular kind of music, and you'd be wrong.
Now, okay, so you're wrong. Everyone out there is wrong.
Well, I don't know about everyone. I was just referring to you.
Think I was going to say something like morphine or something like that, eh?
Well, I did think you were going to say that. Yeah. And in fact, you wouldn't be so wrong in that
one.
Ace Tone was a group that existed in Los Angeles through the 90s, and they stopped in 2001. They made four albums and two EPs, though one of the EPs was super long, and it was so that's almost like another album, and it had like a 20-minute version of a Kris Kristofferson tune. No, that's not for you at all. That somebody has written what is called a non-fiction novel, right?
Yeah.
Which I've never heard of before, but they've written it, and basically about this group, Ace Tone. So Light in the Attic... worked with the publisher and said, okay, we'll do the soundtrack to this book that you're doing. And I haven't read the book. I haven't even seen what it's really about. But this is showing one side of Acetone. That's it. It's this is the sort of... remember the sort of groups like Low and Everyone that people had a funny name for? I can't remember the funny name.
Slowcore,
there you go. They've shown that side of Acetone on this record. Yeah. Now, it's got some
pretty fine accolades there from some pretty interesting people at the front. Makes me very intrigued.
Who said what?
Jason Pierce from Spiritualized says Acetone are into it for what they get out of it. Their music reflects who they are, and that's so rare in music today. It's a soul music thing.
Oh.
Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star just quietly mutters, Acetone are one of my all-time favourite bands. Their music is still as electrifying and beautiful now as it was back then. And Richard Ashcroft from The Verve says, a lovely mix of what it would be if Dick Dale and Neil Young played with Isaac Hayes and the Velvet Underground or Seminole American Band. If that's how he speaks.
It's close to how he speaks.
Not supposed to do. That's low as you can.
Richard Ashcroft, I'm sort of with him on that.
That's a very interesting combination. I'm very keen to hear it. Shall we play it?
Yeah, let's hear it. The half of this record is demos which were unearthed in the house where they played.
The house?
The house. they recorded and played in a house. This is one of those demos. Half of the album has never been released. This is one called Shaker.
There's a lot of music like this of the style that has been forgotten from that era, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Tonight I can see
you know, some of us that were into Danzig and stuff at the time, you know, we would like to temper it off with a bit of this sort of sound back in the day.
See, when Ashcroft mentioned the Velvet Underground, he was, of course, meaning the third Velvet's album.
It's great making love to Monster Magnet, obviously, but, you know, sometimes you want to light a candle or two to some other types of music.
Have you heard this group before, Acetone?
I remember the name and I remember them being around. It's got a lovely smokiness to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And not in an emphysema way.
It's not too far away from the kind of Dave Lynch Americana, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Very popular nowadays.
As it should be.
It's like, you know, I really like that first couple of albums by the band Spain.
The Many Moods of Spain.
Yeah, that's a great album. Yeah. They've done some real shitters since then.
Are they the same group? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Even did a live one, which isn't that good. But that particular Many Moods of Spain is this killer album. That's slowcore, definitely. So this is the Acetones. What's the album called? Acetone 1992 to 2001?
Yeah. That's
what it's called.
And which is funny. That sounds like it's like a complete anthology. But like I said, it's so only sort of one side of the group. And a very good side of the group, I think.
Love the artwork. It's cool.
Yeah.
Free LA.
Yeah, it's the kind of California which may or may not exist.
The pool's clean as well, which is good.
I don't know what the balls are on the back. Do you want to look at a picture of these balls?
Someone's complaining about my verve accent. Calm down.
Okay, well, Ashcroft was from Wigan.
Yeah, and their first album was best of their best album as well, by the way. So, Wigan. What's a Wigan accent?
Long time listeners will recall John, who used to do The Wire here, was from Wigan. And
John...
John, J-O-N. I've forgotten his surname. But John was from Wigan and, in fact, went to the same school as Richard Ashcroft.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And was very annoyed that his sister dated Ashcroft because he didn't really like him. And even more annoyed when the Verve got very famous. Yeah.
Are you there, caller?
John Armistead.
That's correct, John Armistead.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What a wealth of information. Hey, thank you, Troy. That's fantastic. So those are all available. The Acetone one's on vinyl as well, obviously.
It is, yes.
And
double
CD,
vinyl.
Any
CD
for these ones?
Yes.
Andy Ballas on CD?
Andy Ballas on CD, Acetone on CD, not the Erase Tapes.
Not the Erase Tapes. Oh, no, but you get the free digital one with the... Don't you?
Free digital one with the thing.
But you get the CD with the vinyl if you buy the vinyl, is that right?
You get the there's a digital download in there. If you was really
it,
wanted
the
CD, a CD,
had the one you had in your hand there, the one
I gave Johnny.
Oh, Johnny's got it.
if you really wanted to hear that on the CD version, I could arrange that for you. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So thank you very much, Troy. You have a wonderful day, and all those
thank
involved
you.
in the wonderful world of spinning platters.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.